CEOs, civic leaders, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. They all have something in common: the drive, vision, and heart to achieve success. Steve Klein is a renowned business consultant, author, and host of Playmakers Talk Show. Each week, he introduces you to fascinating personalities who will inspire, educate, and motivate you to persevere and find your own success. And now, here's Steve Klein.
Earl Nightingale said, "Genius is the power of making continuous effort." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today are two playmakers who are making a continuous effort. Our first Playmakers company has over 1 million members, while our next Playmakers company has built more than half the racquetball courts in the United States. With us today is a president whose company saves members as much as 80% on their prescriptions, while our next president also created Vacation in a Bottle. These great playmakers are Keith Jacobs. Keith is president of Lucinia Health and RefillWise, and Travis Holman. Travis is president of Holman Incorporated, and we're going to begin today's show with Travis. Travis Holman is president of Holman Incorporated, as I mentioned, the world's largest manufacturer of wood lockers and racquetball and squash courts. Holman is a family company founded by Travis's father in 1976. Holman has built more than half of the courts in the U.S., as well as many more across the globe. During his 5 years at Holman, Travis has driven exponential sales growth and introduced several new product lines. He attributes his recent success to his team, a continual drive to improvement, as well as a significant change in his personal focus. His roundabout career route included time in the entertainment industry, where he served as executive producer for both the MTV show Bully Beatdown, as well as the movie Rain, starring Faye Dunaway. He started several businesses, including Marshmallow Fun Company, creators of marshmallow guns of all types, and Vacation in a Bottle, the first relaxation drink in the United States. Well, Travis, we're going to talk about all that, but welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Well, thank you. Good to be here.
Well, after spending 4 years as a Portland pilot, you developed a residential construction company and sold it a few years later. What was it like having more money than God, as you mentioned?
Well, I was young. I was 23 when I sold that company, and I decided to retire. I had about $400,000 at the time, and about 6 months later, I was running out of money and things to do, and it was kind of, looking back, it was kind of a joke. I actually thought I was going to retire at that point in time, at least for like 10 years. But when you're young, you think you got crazy ideas in your head.
Well, more money than God is relative then. Well, you've had a number of companies. I want to talk about some of those, specifically Vacation in a Bottle and Marshmallow Fun Company. But what was your focus growing up? What did you want to do? Because your father had this company started in 1976. What did Travis want to do with his life?
Well, growing up, my dad was a home builder, and so I wanted to be a home builder ever since I was like 4 years old. And, you know, you grow up with a family that's entrepreneurs. I wanted to get out of school, wanted to get out of college, and wanted to go do something immediately. I mean, I was so amped up about it. It was crazy. And so that's all I focused on. It was, you know, you had to get good grades, you had to get out. There was no way I was going to go to graduate school. It just wasn't in what I was going to do. I wanted to just get done. And I wanted to get into the workforce. If I could have started working at 10, I would have done that and forgone everything except my parents and I knew I had to get through college first. But it was like a mad rush to, I think it was almost a mad rush to please your parents. It was, looking back, it was interesting.
So you, in the back of your head, wanted to be successful from a very early age.
Oh yeah. I did the Tony Robbins and the goal setting. I mean, I was goal setting at 10, 12 years old, writing stuff down. My mom used to get mad because I'd write stuff down. I want to earn this much money or whatever. And she'd find the pieces of paper and say, it's not about that. It's not, you know, but when you're young, it's about that. It's about these huge aspirations. And, you know, yeah, I just wanted to get it done so bad. It was a huge drive in my deal. I was a great athlete in college, and I didn't want to go do anything after college because I wanted to get in business. It was all about getting to business.
Well, let's talk about that creativity that all that goal setting started for you. You went into the home building business, and I'm guessing that was as a result of your dad being in the business. But you also created a couple of unusual things, too. It took a lot of creativity. Let's talk specifically first about Marshmallow Fun Company, because that leads to Vacation in a Bottle. But let's talk about the Marshmallow Fun Company first and what was involved with all that.
Well, that was an interesting deal. my partner that I'd started some of the TV stuff with, he went to this, I mean, it was really simple. He went to a little kid's birthday party, and they were shooting marshmallows, blowing them out of a PVC tube. And he called me and he goes, "Travis, we got to find something that shoots marshmallows." I'm like, "I'm sure that's done. You know, why wouldn't anybody have a marshmallow shoot? That's an easy idea." And so he was still at the birthday party. I got on the internet and I'm like, "It's not done." And I called him back. I said, "This is an interesting thing." So him and I and another guy, we created this plastic gun or shooter. We took it to the trade show. It was this white thing that doesn't resemble anything we ever made. And we sold two containers at the one show. And we had no idea how to make them, where to get them made, what they're going to look like, how they were going to work. And we had to deliver them. And we just started running at that point in time.
Which proves you don't have to be smart. You just have to have an idea and just run with it.
That was the thing I've ever done that was just an idea. The idea was so great, honestly, that we just had to produce the product. I mean, and it did, you know, everybody said it was going to be one type of shot thing. We'd be out of business soon. It's been 10 years. We're still in business. We're still selling we're selling them like crazy.
And like Frisbees, they started, they thought it was a fad, and it kept going. Let me go backwards a little bit. Before you did that, in between the residential building and Marshmallow Fun Company, you did do TV. Talk about the reality TV and what you did in the movie you made.
Well, I got out of Holman. I worked for Holman a long time ago. Then I got out, and the first thing I did was we got into reality TV. Reality TV was just starting to become a fad back about 2000. So we made a show. The first show we made was Partners, and it had the You're Fired, everything else. And my sister and some of her friends had connections in L.A. So we went to L.A. and we went to all the studios and everybody you could imagine. We pulled all of our favors, got all these meetings, and we just got no's. There will never be a reality show based on business. It's crazy. It won't happen. So that, after about 2 years of chasing that dream, we got rid of that one. Then we started a show called Bully Beatdown. It was actually called American Badass at the time and got changed to Bully Beatdown. And we tried to sell that thing, and we took – Spike TV just came on board. Spike TV was brand new at the time. So we went to New York, met with them. They sent me actually a letter, said there will never be MMA fighting on TV ever. Won't happen. MTV turned us down, ABC, CBS, WB, everybody turned us down, because at that point in time, there's no MMA fighting. And so we kind of got discouraged, and ours was kind of a funny one. Then MMA just blew up on TV. We were about 2 years ahead of our time, I think. And finally, after going to all these places, I met Mark Burnett, which did The Apprentice and Survivor and stuff, and Mark and I hit it off. And he came in, and just the power of people. He came in, he said, "Come into my office, show me what you got, Travis." And so I went there, showed it to him, and he goes, "I'll sell it to MTV today." And I go, "Today?" And he goes, "Yeah, watch this." And we're in this thing. He picks up the phone, literally sold the show within 30 seconds. And I'd just been to MTV to the same guy he sold the show to less than 2 weeks before. And he said, "No." So Hollywood, you got to know who you got to know, man.
It's all relationships you develop, and you obviously had
yes.
one. Let's go back to Marshmallow in a Gun. You were showing that at a show with your partner.
Yes.
And something happened with somebody there, and they thought they had a heart attack. Talk about that story.
We had a guy at the show. This was Vacation in a Bottle. Vacation in a Bottle, the guy thought, yeah, we were at a show. The guy drank a bunch of energy drinks. He came to us, and he started having, we thought was a heart attack. And we just made this drink. It was the first time we had it out at a show. And, and my partner's like, "Well, let's give him this. It's supposed to," we had things in there that would basically kick the caffeine out of your body. And we gave him the drink. He sat there, and within 3 or 4 minutes, everything was good. Breathing right again, and he became a really big fan, obviously, of the drink. But yeah, that was Vacation in a Bottle.
Is that still available?
Technically, yes. We're looking at options. That industry, we were the first out. It got to 450 drinks. Wall Street. I was flying around the country giving speeches at the time on this drink, and then all of a sudden, that whole category just died. We have it in Piggly Wiggly's in about 10 different places still. And we're our main distributor, that our master distributor, is actually opening up a deal here in Dallas, I believe, soon. And we will start to put it back through Dallas within the next 6 months.
Let's now talk about Holman. You've been back with Holman. You've had tremendous growth. Talk about what you actually do in the last couple of minutes we have.
Holman Inc. has been a business a long time. We've got about 80% market share for woodlockers, everything from football to Dallas Cowboys to, you know, Augusta National to LA Fitness, Planet Fitness. When I came back, you know, I got kind of lucky a little bit. I came back. The company was depressed a little bit at that time. And we've grown 400% in 5 years, so it's been good. But I attribute a lot of that to the foundation that my dad had built in the company was fantastic. We were good on cash at the time, and we were able to hire the people and put the procedures in to get it moving forward quickly. It's been a great ride. We've still got a lot of things ahead. We just bought a new piece of land. We're building a new 85,000-square-foot building, which will get us about 450,000 square feet, roughly, of space. And our goal is to get to $100 million, and we're on our way.
Well, if you go to the website, which is Holman, HOLLMAN.com, you'll see the lockers that they make and the courts. And as I mentioned before the show started, this is almost as nice as what people have in their homes. It's sometimes nicer. So you do a great job. My guess is also these are custom made.
Everything's engineered, made custom to each person. So.
Yeah. What's it like running a company like Holman after everything else you've done in the past?
You know, it's easy. And the reason why, you're good at certain things. A lot of the other stuff I got into just to prove a point, I think, almost to my dad that I could make it. I was good at doing this beforehand. There's certain jobs you get into, you're just good at. I am good at what I do. And it's when you're good at it, it's easy and it's fun and it's exciting. And you instinctively know what to do in certain situations because you just know. I mean, that's the only way to describe it. You just know. And Holman, I know. The other stuff, sometimes no idea, honestly. But, you know, I love being back, and I think we're going to have a good run.
Tell everybody one more time because I mentioned it, but everybody, tell everybody what that website is again.
It's Holman.com, HOLLMAN.com.
Whether you're in the market for wall panels, courts, or lockers, you need to take a look at that website. It's just gorgeous materials you use, and it just shows great. But thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Travis Holman is the president of Holman Incorporated. Don't go away. We're going to be back with more. We're going to talk to the president of Licinia Health and Refill Wise. His name is Keith Jacobs. Back with Keith right after this.
Wipe Out Kids Cancer is a Dallas-based nonprofit organization founded in 1980 dedicated to raising awareness and funding for pediatric cancer research on a national basis. Wipe Out Kids Cancer has raised over $4 million in the crusade against pediatric cancer and spent over 30 years developing programs to not only fight childhood cancer, but to also provide hope and support to kids and families battling cancer. Our mission is to work relentlessly for a day when children are living cancer-free. You can help make a difference. Go to WOKC.org to donate or volunteer. That's WOKC.org.
Operation Kindness is the original and largest no-kill animal shelter in North Texas, having saved more than 80,000 cats and dogs over almost 40 years. On a day-to-day basis, Operation Kindness cares for approximately 300 cats and dogs, with another 150 in foster homes. In the past 12 months, more than 4,200 homeless cats and dogs have received medical care, clean shelter, nutritious food, and playtime until they were adopted into a new forever home. Go to OperationKindness.org to adopt or foster a dog or cat. Donate or volunteer. That's OperationKindness.org.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. This segment we're going to speak with Keith Jacobs. Keith is president of Licinia Health, which he joined in 2014 as an investor and co-owner. He was formerly CEO and still serves on the board of Project 202, an innovator in software user experience design consulting. Now, Locinia Health is a technology-enabled benefits management company that helps fill gaps in prescription coverage. With over 1 million members, our products help consumers get the right medication at the best price for prescriptions not covered by insurance. Their two primary products are the Simple Savings Card, an open formulary pharmacy discount card, and RefillWise, an interactive pharmacy discount platform including price transparency tools and a rewards platform. Some questions to talk about, but Keith, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, I mentioned this a little while ago and at the beginning, you're saving me up to 80% on prescriptions for free. How do you do that?
That's a great question. And unfortunately, more Americans don't know about how the pharmacy pricing system works in America, but it's fairly complex. Some of us think on purpose. And essentially, we are a discount buyers club. So we aggregate over 1 million people in America. Most of our members are working poor, and they are paying cash for their prescriptions. And they're doing that for a couple of reasons. Either they have no insurance. Despite Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, there are still millions of people who are uninsured, or they are underinsured. They have insurance, but say it's a bronze plan, the lowest plan you can buy, and that's the plan that they can afford, and the pharmacy coverage isn't very good. So for whatever reason, they go to the pharmacy and they hand over their prescription, and the pharmacist gives them that look that, oh my God, I didn't know it was going to be this expensive look, and she tells them it's going to be $150. Single mom, three kids, you know, one of her kids has asthma. She's going to buy it. She has to buy it. Well, if we can aggregate the demand from all of those hundreds of thousands and now millions of people, we can get the pharmacies to lower their price. So the card.
You're working with the pharmacy or the drug company?
With the pharmacy, not the drug company. We don't have any relationships with drug companies, although they're fine organizations, but they typically like to work in a way that excludes their competitors. And for us to save people the most amount of money on the right drug, we have to offer every drug. So every prescription is covered by our card. And as a result, we work with the pharmacies.
So as a result, what you're doing is going to the pharmacies and saying, we're going to bring you more business if you honor this card.
That's right. And they actually pay us pennies on every prescription to do this. So it's not a lot. It's definitely a volume business. But it's enough to fund our efforts to go find more people who need help. And the better we do, the more well-off we are and the more well-off they are. So it's like this virtuous cycle. It's a fun business.
So this is a win-win-win. You're making money. The customer's saving money. The pharmacy is bringing more business in.
Yeah, it's a crazy statistic most people don't know about, but almost one in three prescriptions at the pharmacy are left at the counter. So when you walk up to get your prescription and you see all those bags.
That's too expensive. I'm not going to pay for that.
That's one half of the reason. So out of that, it's actually 31%, almost a third. 16% are for price. And most of the rest are for side effects. But over half of them are for price. They just can't afford it. They leave it there. The pharmacy's allowed to restock it. But the cost of that labor is basically eaten by the pharmacy.
And you're bringing more business in. Well, you have, as I mentioned, two tools for customers, Simple Savings Card and RefillWise. Tell us about the differences in both of those.
Yeah, so they're both discount drug cards. One of them is what I would call a more primitive basic drug card, and that's Simple Savings Card. That brand has been around for 10 years. We mostly distribute it to people via print. We have our own call center where we take calls from our members, and a lot of the members, I know many of your listeners might not believe this, but a lot of the members don't have computers. And in fact, they rely on telephone and mail the way that we all had done for years before computers became popular. So that card is really a basic card that's distributed via the mail.
And you can also print that off the internet, is that
you
correct?
Can. You can go on to simplesavingscard.com and you can print yourself a copy. But if you have a printer and a computer, you're probably going to want to go to RefillWise. RefillWise.com is the upgraded version of the Simple Savings Card. So that card, when you log in and get an account, you actually earn loyalty points. And when you earn enough loyalty points, we send you cash in the form of gift cards from the pharmacies that you shop at.
Which is encouraging that customers spend even more or go to that pharmacy more often.
Absolutely. And for those who are really cash-strapped and who the cash means something for, which is the majority of our members, most of these pharmacies sell more than just prescriptions. They can use that gift card on anything in the store.
Anything they're purchasing.
Yeah, not just drugs. So they could buy milk toilet paper, anything they need for their
house. According to your website, this also goes along with the loyalty cards at those pharmacies.
That's right. So you can double points. You can earn points from us, and we're going to send you cash. It's out of our own pocket. We fund that. And the pharmacies will do the same thing. They both want the same goal. They want you to stay on the medicine your doctor prescribed you. And we want that too. So, yeah, you're earning double points and it essentially taking advantage of this system that's trying to keep people healthy.
So what's my cost on this?
Yeah, so it's free. There's no cost for the card, and there never will be. Because we earn those pennies from every pharmacy, we don't ever charge the people that we market to. There are cards who have tried to do that in the past, and I think they've learned what we've learned all along, which is that people who are in need and trying to afford that asthma med for their kid, they're not going to pay for this card. They can't pay for the card. So make it free. And in our case, kind of we fit our business in this nice little capitalist niche between a pharmacy and the insurance companies. And we're filling that gap. And the more of those gaps we can fill, better healthy, you know, better off healthy people are in America, and you know, the better off we are as well.
So this is saving me money and is free to me. How do I sign up?
So our websites are the best place to sign up. And really, for anyone who has a computer, you're going to want to sign up at refillwise.com. That's refillwise.com. And when you sign up, you will be able to use the card immediately. You could print it out. You can also have a physical copy sent to you. And when you use the card at the pharmacy, your scripts will show up in your prescription history, and you'll be able to track them and what you paid for them across multiple pharmacies. There are many people in America who do shop at multiple pharmacies, and you will be able to earn loyalty points and track your health.
I'm looking at the website right now. Again, it's refillwise.com, and there's a little button toward the bottom of my screen. It says start saving now, and that's all you really have to do, and put your information in.
That's it. Yeah, we try to make it as easy as we can.
And you're talking about all the major pharmacies?
Yeah, every major pharmacy chain in America and over half of the independents. So almost every pharmacy participates. And that is just a little bit over 50,000 pharmacies in America. There are still some we haven't reached. So if you go to a very small independent pharmacy and you take in our card and they don't accept it, call us. We'll call them. And, you know, almost every time they'll accept it. And, you know, then you can go back and get your savings.
Great way to save money. But I saw something in one of the articles doing some research on you that said that prescription drug price inflation is expected to hit double digits in 2016, more than 10 times the consumer price index for goods and services. The benefits consulting the firm estimate the prescription drug prices will rise 9.8% in 2016. So because of that, it's going up so much, you are really saving consumers money.
Yeah, and we follow that trend very closely. And you're right, it way exceeds the price of anything else. On one hand, we like when new drugs are invented, and we understand that people need to make money off of those drugs. We certainly are not a business that supports the platform of price controls on drugs, or artificially shifting demand, or favoring one pharma company over the other. We want capitalism to do its job. It's just that it's inefficient in this area, and so we make it more efficient by aggregating all these people together and getting those lower prices. Every year, a new drug comes out that just blows the pricing trend away. So last year, it was Harvoni. That's a drug that helps with hepatitis C. This year, there are a couple of different drugs that are coming out that are going to lower cholesterol in a new way. I think we all know somebody that has high cholesterol. And so those drugs are very popular. They blow out the trend. Prices increase. We just do our best to aggregate that demand and keep them in check.
It's interesting. Watching TV, I would see that every other commercial I see is a drug commercial attempting me to need to use that drug. Well, let's talk about your story, because you were with a company that I had on the air a while back, Project 202. Refill-wise, Lucinia Health are nothing like Project 2. I shouldn't say nothing. Back in, it might be. But what's your story? How did you get started doing all this?
Yeah, so I grew up here in Dallas, in Carrollton, actually. I went to high school at Newman Smith and graduated and went to college at UT, and I got a programming job. I still am a computer geek. I shouldn't say I was, ever since my dad brought home that first computer when I was 12 from his work. And so I was programming with Ernst & Young in 1996, and then I joined the first consulting company to announce a move to the internet. in 98, and that was a company called Sapient. Really great business, still around today, still have friends that work there. But in 2001, Sapient and all the internet companies had that big downturn, the dot-com bust. So company went out of business, I got my severance check, and I founded my first business in 01. And that business grew really fast, and I actually met the now CEO of Project 202, who's a mentor of mine, and he acquired my company. We merged, essentially, but his company was significantly bigger, and we sold the combined entity to EMC in 2007, so that was 6 years later. So that was a great event for all of us, and I worked for EMC for 2 years, and we had the real estate bust, and in the summer of 2009, I got the itch to do it again. So I co-founded Project 202 with the now CEO. I was CEO for 4 years, and I
loved it. And you're still on the board.
Still on the board, still participate in the business, still friends with everyone there. But I had done it once before, and we were getting to that size, you know, 20 plus million in revenue, where the role of the CEO changed. And, you know, I feel like I know that I'm built to be a 0 to 20 million CEO, a startup CEO. When you get to the size where you're trying to, as David is doing successfully now, scale it to 50 million plus, you know, he is the master of that. You know, he taught me what I know in that arena. But for me, it doesn't feel like it's my calling. And so I wanted to get into something different. My wife has been a pediatric nurse practitioner at Children's Medical Center for 16, 17 years now. And I was inspired to apply what we did at Project 202, that user experience design and technology, in this messed up world of healthcare. And do something outside of the services space for once.
So when you're in your environment now, you are the right size company to help build.
Absolutely, yeah. We have 12 employees, and we're not likely to grow a whole lot bigger. This business scales geometrically. We can serve 10 million members with the same platform we have today with 1 million, you know, that's supporting 1 million. So we're excited about that future growth. Of course, we wish we didn't exist. I mean, there are many things that you can apply user experience and technology to within the healthcare world. It would be great if everyone could afford their medicines, but that just isn't the case today.
Well, everybody wants to save money, and there's no cost for this. So tell everybody one more time how they can save up to 80% on their prescriptions.
Yep, refillwise.com, refillwise.com.
Well, Keith, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you very much.
Keith Jacobs is president of Lucinia Health, but most importantly, RefillWise. You can go to refillwise.com to get all the information about their prescription card. This has been a great show. I'd like to thank Travis Holman again from Holman Incorporated for being with us. Also, Keith Jacobs, president of Lucinia Health and RefillWise. Join us at PlaymakersTalkShow.com where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join him again next Friday at 3 p.m. for another sit-down with DFW's most interesting Playmakers.